Unit 8. Yellow Dust Storms.
Reading passage.
As China's remarkable growth continues, the country faces huge environmental problems. One of the biggest is the yearly dust storms which blow across the country. They pose a health risk, cost businesses billions of dollars, and leave parts of the country coated in yellow dust. The problem is so severe it's even affecting China's neighbors, as well as countries thousands of kilometers away. The dust storm season lasts from March to May. Strong winds pick up dirt from the vast deserts and plains of northern and northwestern China and Mongolia. The dirt is then carried eastward across China. Along the way, it mixes with air pollution from factories. The toxic mix is then dumped on cities like Beijing and Tianjin. The storms then continue on, often affecting Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. In fact, some storms move all the way across the Pacific Ocean, impacting the U.S. and Canada. The storms have a range of consequences. As cities are covered in layers of dust, buildings, streets, and homes must be frequently cleaned. During serious storms, children, elderly people, and those with respiratory problems are advised to stay indoors. Schools and airports are sometimes closed, and poor visibility makes driving dangerous. Furthermore, as the storms cause factories to close, financial losses can be huge. Dust storms are nothing new in China. However, they have become more frequent and serious in recent years. A key reason is the overuse of land. Farmers work the land too intensively, weakening the soil. And China's massive livestock population, around 400 million animals, strips grasslands of their protective covering. In its weakened state, the soil is easily lifted by strong winds. Also, the lack of tree and grass cover makes it easier for deserts to spread. That in turn makes the cycle of dust storms even worse. China is taking steps to tackle this crisis. The top priority is to stop desertification by improving the strength of the soil. Under a government program which started in 2000, vast areas are being converted to grassland and woodland. The goal is to restore 205,000 square kilometers of land. There is a pressing need to solve the problem soon. Millions of people have already been forced from their homes due to the spread of deserts. Many others from China to Korea and beyond are suffering from the yearly storms. Meeting the problem is a key test of China's ability to balance economic growth with environmental protection.